राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर बनचारी जमुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव तुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर बनचारी जमुना तीर बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Lalita Vishakha Jaya Radhe Shyam, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतशी श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कान फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतशी श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। राधा कृष्ण गोपी गोपीनाथ राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथ परिधाम की जय। गंगा मैया की जय। जमुना मैया की जय। श्री श्री गौरनिताय की जय। कृष्ण बलराम की जय। राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा देवी की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। वृंदा देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज। श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 23 द ब्राह्मणस वाइफ्स ब्लेस्ड टेक्स्ट 47 हित्वा अन्यान् भजते यम श्री पाद स्पर्श। अस्याः सकृत् स्वात्मः दोष स्मात्मः दोषः अपवर्गेण तत् यञ्च जनमोहिनी हित्वान्यान् भजते यम श्री पादस्पर्शाशया सक्री स्वात्मदोषापवर्गेन तद्यञ्च जनमोहिनी हित्वान्यं भजते यं श्री पादस्पर्शाशया सक्री स्वात्मदोषापवर्गेण तद्यञ्च जनमोहिनी हित्वान्यान् भजते यं श्री पादस्पर्शाशया सक्री स्वात्मदोषापवर्गेण तद्यञ्च जनमोहिनी
हित्वान्यं भजते यं श्री
Let's read Prabhupada disciples first. Vaishnavis, word meaning hitva. Giving up. Anyan, others. Bhajate, worships. Yam, which Lord? Sri, the goddess of fortune. Padasparsa, of the touch of his lotus feet. Ashraya, with the desire. Sakrit, constantly. Swapma, of herself. Dosa, the faults of fickleness and pride. Apavargena, putting aside. Tat, his. Yancha, begging. Jana, ordinary humans. Mohini, bewildering. Translation and purport by divine grace. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Hoping for the touch of his lotus feet, the goddess of fortune perpetually worships him alone, leaving aside all others and renouncing her pride and fickleness. That he begs is certainly astonishing to everyone. Please repeat, hoping for the touch of his lotus feet, the goddess of fortune perpetually worships him alone, leaving aside all others and renouncing her pride and fickleness. That he begs is certainly astonishing to everyone. Small purport. The Supreme Master of Goddess of Fortune herself obviously does not have to beg for food, as pointed out here by the Brahmanas, who are finally manifesting real spiritual intelligence. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shailakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जनभूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवमलंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च। नमो ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषः शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हित्वान्यान् भजते यम श्री पाद स्पर्शाशया सकृत् स्वात्मदोषापवर्गेण यद्यञ्चा जनमोहिनी। होपिंग फॉर द टच ऑफ हिज लोटस फीट द गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून परपेचुअली वर्शिप्स हिम एलोन लिविंग असाइड ऑल अदर्स एंड रिनाउंसिंग आर प्राइड एंड फिकलनेस दैट ही बेक्स इज सर्टेनली एस्टोनिशिंग टू एवरीवन। हरे कृष्ण। सो इज टेंथ कांटो भागवत में इज डिस्क्राइबिंग अबाउट द अल्टीमेट शेल्टर आश्रय तत्व। द टेन टॉपिक्स ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम अतः स्वर्ग विसर्गश्च पोषण स्थानमुतय मनोन्तर ईशानो कथा निरोध मुक्ति आश्रय। दिस इज टेंथ टॉपिक फाइनल टॉपिक आश्रय मीन्स अल्टीमेट शेल्टर। सो आफ्टर रिनाउंसिंग एवरीथिंग एटलीस्ट व्हाट इज द वेयर शुड ए लिविंग एंटिटी हैज टू टेक शेल्टर फॉर एवरीवन। हु इज द अल्टीमेट शेल्टर द लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्णा। दैट इज कृष्णा टोल्ड हिमसेल्फ इन भगवद गीता 1866 सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य माम एकं शरणं व्रज। सो दैट इज ओनली थियोरेटिकली एंड व्हाट कृष्णा टोल्ड दैट इज इन भगवद गीता बट विथ प्रैक्टिकल एग्जाम्पल द प्रैक्टिकल डेमोन्स्ट्रेशन इज गिवन इन श्रीमद भागवत। सो इन टेंथ कैंटो स्पेसिफिकली टोल्ड अबाउट द प्योर डिवोटीज दोस took full shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Here is such an example of the wives of brahmanas, just like we chanted this song, jaya dijo patni jaya naga kanyagan bhakti te jahara paila govinda charan. In pure devotional service, the wives of brahmanas, they took shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. So here is a description of how the other process like karma kanda and jnana kanda, these jagyas, they are performing, these brahmanas are performing the jagyas. This is karma kanda jagya, just for the satisfaction of different demigods. Though ultimately Krishna is the enjoyer of all sacrifices, as in 5:29, Krishna told, Bhuktarang Jagya Tapasa Sarvaloko Maheswaram Suhudam Sarvabhutanam Gyantvamang Santirishyati. One can achieve peace and happiness by knowing this truth, that Krishna is the ultimate enjoyer of all sacrifices and austerities. And should understand that Krishna is the ultimately our only well-wisher and friend. In this way, by taking full shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, one can become very peaceful and happy. This is the general principle. So we see here, when this Krishna and Balaram, they send this coward boys for what? For some food. They are feeling hungry in forest. After herding the cows, they feel little hungry. Krishna could provide food them without asking to go to the brahmanas. We see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, in Navadi pastimes, in Sankirtan pastimes, when with devotees they perform so much Sankirtan, then the devotee told, oh, we are feeling hungry now, what shall do? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took one mango seed, took a mango seed and just planted it on earth, on soil. Then immediately tree grown up, become like is grown up and become huge mango tree, flowers come and fruits come, very nice mangoes come and ripened mangoes, only juicy mangoes there. So there is even no pillows necessary inside. What is it? Yes, very sweet mangoes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just gave two mangoes to everyone. Take. Lord can feed by anywhere if he wants. But in this case, we see how Lord sent this coward boys to brahmanas. Actually, Lord has desire to remind these brahmanas what they are doing. Performing this jagya, this is not proper thing. Brahman has to do sacrifices only pleasure of Krishna. And Krishna and Balaram themselves, they're sending the coward boys for food. They cooked so many varieties of bhogas, different items to be offered in jagya. But to whom they offered to in jagya? To Lord Vishnu. Jagyarthat karmano anyatra loka ayam karma bandhana. So they cooked everything for jagya, but the ultimate jagyapati, Lord Sri Krishna and Balaram, they're sending the coward boys, bring these fruits. And they did not care, they didn't listen to the coward boys. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes, one time we see on Ekadasi day, how Chaitanya the Bemini Nimai started crying. Every day they stop him. When they cry, then chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When everyone chant and dance, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, he become happy. But that day he is not happy. Crying. Why are you crying? I need food. I am hungry. food on Ekadashi fasting. No. There are two of my devotees in Navadip, two Brahmanas, Jagadish and Hiranyan Jagadish. They cooked so many items. They have their deity in their house, Bal Gopala, they cooking so many things. I want to eat all this. Yes, they are laughing with this small boy. How he knows that in Navadip, this Brahmana, two Brahmanas, Jagadish and Hiranya, they're cooking so many items to the Ekadashi and he told, bring all these items, I want to eat. So when they send, when they're laughing, then again she start crying. Finally, Jagannath Mishra went. He told, don't cry, I'm going. Okay, stop. Jagannath Mishra went to the Hiranyavan Jagadish. Then he asked them, Jagannath Mishra, that my baby Nima is crying. You have cooked so many fruits today for your deity. Today is Ekadashi. They told, yes, you have so many items today cooked. My baby Nima want to eat all these items. He told, okay. They were devotees. They could understand how this small boy could understand that in our home, he was in Mayapur and in Navadip, we are cooking some scenario, how he understood everything. So he told, definitely our Bal Gopal is, he's none other than Krishna. Bal Gopal is there. So he's asking. So immediately they took all their preparations in baskets and come to Navadip. Mayapur. They offered everything to baby Nimai. Oh, become happy. Now Nima become happy. He called his all the friends. Come, sit down. They start. Eight. Was. So devotees, they understand. Just like this. So Navadip, this, all this Brahmana, though, when Nima desired to eat this Ekadashi Bhoga in Jagadish and Hiranya house, they immediately supply everything. So that is the nature of a devotee. But these Brahmanas are not. They are repenting, they are realizing everything. But then in that particular moment, they are so much absorbed in chanting this Karmakandi mantras. Swaha, swaha, indraya, swaha, varunaya, swaha, like this. They don't listen to this coward voice. So that's why now they are repenting. How it is possible in this particular verse, the Brahman is telling how it is possible. The Lakshmipati, husband of goddess Fortune, how he could beg, how could send someone to beg something. It is very astonishing. Because if he want, he could feed anyone and everyone at any circumstances in any place. Just like I gave the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, fed the mangoes to the Sankirtan devotees when they be feeling hungry. And they approach Mahaprabhu, why we are hungry? Mahaprabhu immediately just planted the mango seed. And the plant, then it grown up, become a huge mango tree. Immediately flowers come, mangoes come. And he gradually become ripened mangoes, very sweet. And then Mahaprabhu just took one, two mango, gave everyone. So it's not possible, nothing is impossible for Krishna. He could do anything. That's why Brahmana is telling how it's possible. How that he begs is certainly astonishing to everyone. How he's begging? How he sent for food? But that time, that in thinking in this way, they are not refused. They simply neglected the boys. The boys, they pay them obeisances again and again. They approach them very in a humble way. Ask this Krishna Balaram is just nearby. And they are feeling very hungry. Please give some food. They did not listen. So that's why the boys go to the, they return back, then Krishna sent them to backside, then when these mothers, the wives of the Brahmanas, they understood situation. And they long time they have desire. They are meditating on Krishna and Balaram. They have desire to see them. Because they are in wives of Brahmanas, in the aristocracy, in a very high class family, they are not allowed to go to this, meet to the gopas there in the other areas of village. So now, knowing this, there Krishna and Balaram is very nearby, they immediately ran. They did not just give the food to the coward boys where you take. It was they themselves. Whatever they cooked for the yajnas, for sacrifice, he took all preparations and ran to see Krishna Balaram in forest. So that's how we see how spontaneously, and the devotional service must be spontaneous. Spontaneously they ran to the Krishna Balaram. Though Krishna Balaram, first Krishna told them, it is not proper to just coming yourself here. This is okay. I am happy seeing your mood of devotional service, but now you have to return back to your home. And they told, no one will accept us, our husband or our superiors or any village people, or they will all rebuke us. So Krishna told, don't worry, because Krishna is everyone's heart, a super soul. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati bhramayan sarvabhutani jantra rudhani mayaya. As we are driving a chariot or any vehicle, the steering, a particular way, you just hold the steering, then the vehicle will go that way. Krishna is sitting within. And Krishna also told another verse, Matoha Smutir Jnanam Apohanam Chai. Sarvasya Chaham Sudhisan Nibhisto Matoha Smutir Jnanam Apohanam Chai. Vedaisya Sarvayir Ahamabe Vedyo Vedanta Krit Veda Vidiva Chaham. 15th, chapter 15th verse. So this is a, Krishna is a, actually the, when Krishna just tell and like this, actually it happened like this. The Brahmanas immediately realized what we have did. When they saw this, they say, how their wives, they ran away to Krishna and Balaram, then they come to their senses. Just they stopping little for sometime, they stop chanting this Karmakanda mantra, then say, oh, where our wife has gone? Oh, they went to Krishna Balaram. Oh, all the foods that is cooked for the yajna, or we are cooked this food for satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. And Krishna and Balaram, they are original Vishnu. So how fortunate our wives were. They started repenting. Our wives, they never studied the Vedic literatures. They never performed Brahmachari Ashram, or they never went to Gurukul. They never read the Vedic scriptures. They are not performing any rituals like we are performing. These things like many things. But how fortunate they are by simply being attached to Lord Krishna. Because they are simply remembering Krishna all the time. So they are most fortunate. Because whatever we are doing, the sadhana bhakti, what is the goal? Smartabhya satatam Vishnu vismartabhya najatuchit sarva vidhi nishedhesu etayar eva kinkara. All these vidhi nishedh, regulative principles, what to do, what not to do, they are meant in Shastra only to remember. They are help us only remembering Krishna. Always remember Krishna, never forget him. That is the ultimate principle. And they are thinking, oh, our wives, they already realized that's the ultimate principle. They were always reminding whom? Krishna. They are in their mind and in their heart, they are always meditating on Krishna. That's why even the heart, the Krishna Balarama is nearby, they could not control themselves, they run away immediately. With all food, they did not care anything. So now the Brahmana was thinking, how fortunate our wives. They are rebuking themselves. Telling, we are such useless fellows. Our birth in this higher family is useless. In Brahmana, with these all these things, why do performing this sacrifice and yajnas? So they come to their senses. Because they are connected to their wives. Because their wives are praying to Krishna. So Krishna immediately help also in connection to their wives. He also helped to the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas have come to the senses. They told, okay, we may go immediately to Krishna Balaram. Brahman was thinking. But in the forthcoming verse, I tell, but because they are fearing for Kamsa. Kamsa know that if Brahmanas went to, all these Brahmanas went to see Krishna, the Kamsa may put problems for them, for their yajna and all these things. So in this way, anyhow, so that's why the supreme master of the goddess of fortune herself obviously does not have to beg for food, as pointed out here by the Brahmanas, who are finally manifesting real spiritual intelligence. Krishna just gave them really spiritual intelligence. Now they come to their senses, then they are rebuking themselves, they are repenting and telling, how fool we are. And they are just thinking how fortunate our wives. How the Brahmanas, our wives, the Brahmanis, how they are fortunate. They developed such spontaneous love for Krishna. Jena keno prakarena krishne mano nibesaya. Narada Muni says, this is ultimately, by any way, you have to fix your mind at lotus feet of Krishna. Of course, bhakti means anukulyena krishna anusilanam. Rupa Goswami says, that anya bhilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishna anusilanam bhaktir uttama. Pure devotional service free from karma and jnana. Karma kanda jagya or karma like this desire for sense gratification or just this impersonal meditation. These are not helpful in pure devotional service. So the devotional, pure devotional is free from the from these two principles. In anukulyan, in a favorable way. One should perform devotional service in a favorable way. So this Brahman is the wives of Brahmana, they are in a favorable way. They are attached to Krishna, not like Kamsa. Kamsa also attached to Krishna. Kamsa were 24 hours remembering Krishna. Even Narada Muni telling you how it is, how Kamsa is remembering 24 hours Krishna always. Even if you take glass of water, then in water he will see Krishna, throw the water. Go to eating prasad, then you see, Krishna is here. Everywhere. Sthavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tara murti. Wherever he is seeing only Krishna, Kamsa also seeing. But in an unfavorable way. He was thinking to kill Krishna. But here the Brahman is, they are seeing in favorable way. They want to serve Krishna Balaram. So from the long time they have developed this desire. So finally Krishna Balaram accepted their desire. So now they took all the prasadam and the food there. And Krishna Balaram distributed to all his four types of prasadam. Chobya. Those are eating by chewing the foods. Those are licking by tongue and drinking water. And chobya chosya by sucking. All types of food the Brahmanas they took. And Krishna distributed to all his coward boys. And finally the Krishna Balaram also took prasad. Because they offer in love. Patrang, puspang, phalang, toyang. Jome bhaktya ప్రయచ్చతి తదహం భక్తి ఉపహృతం అస్నామి ప్రయతాత్మని. కృష్ణ గేవ్ ది వర్డ్ ఐ ఈట్ ఇఫ్ సమన్ అఫర్ మీ ఇన్ ఇన్ లవ్ అండ్ డివోషన్ ఇ మే బి ఎ లీఫ్ ఎ ఫ్లవర్ అండ్ ఫ్రూట్ వాటర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ అఫర్ సో బ్రాహ్మణ్ ఈస్ ది అఫర్ ఇన్ లవ్ అండ్ అఫెక్షన్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ సో కృష్ణ ఎక్సెప్టెడ్ దెమ్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ఫైనలీ బికాస్ దిస్ బ్రాహ్మణ్స్ వీఆర్ కనెక్టెడ్ టు దిస్ దిస్ ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ దిస్ వైఫ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది బ్రాహ్మణర్స్ సో కృష్ణ ఆల్సో హెల్ప్ దెమ్ విత్ఇన్ గేవ్ దెమ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ వాట్ దే ఆర్ డూయింగ్ స్వాహా స్వాదిశ దే రిమైండ్ ఓ వాట్ వీ హెవ్ డిడ్ కృష్ణ బలరామ్ సెండ్ దిస్ కవర్డ్ బాయ్స్ అండ్ వీ జస్ట్ నెగ్లెక్ట్ దెమ్ హూ ఆర్ కృష్ణ బలరామ్ దెన్ దే కమ్ టు దియర్ సెన్సెస్ సో ఇన్ దిస్ వే దిస్ ఈస్ ది గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ప్యూర్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు టోల్డ్ మమ జన్మని జన్మని స్వరే భవతాద్ భక్తిర్ అహేతుకిత్వ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్టర్ లైఫ్ జస్ట్ సర్వీస్ గో అండ్ సర్వింగ్ ఎనీ హియర్ వీఆర్ సర్వింగ్ హియర్ అండ్ వెన్ వీ రిటర్న్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ హెడ్ ఆల్సో వాట్ విల్ డూ దేర్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో సర్వీస్ దట్స్ వై ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఇస్ తాదేర చరణ సేవి భక్త సనేవాస్ జనమే జనమే హయ్ ఏయ అభిలాష్ బర్త్ ఆఫ్టర్ బర్త్ దిస్ ఈస్ ది ఓన్లీ డిజైర్ జస్ట్ లైక్ ఇన్ ప్రీవియస్ క్లాస్ హిజ్ హోలీనెస్ జయదేవ స్వామి గేవ్ క్లాస్ సో మహారాజ్ వాజ్ టెలింగ్ హౌ ఐ బృందావన్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ బృందావన్ వర్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ సర్వీస్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ దట్ ఈస్ బృందావన్ సమ్ స్టేయింగ్ హియర్ ఆర్ సమ్ స్టేయింగ్ న్యూయార్క్ ఆర్ సమ్ వర్ ఎవర్ మే బి స్టే బట్ దిస్ ప్లేస్ ఈస్ బృందావన్ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ యూఆర్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ ఏ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ perfectly, that is according to the desires of spiritual master, then this is Vrindavan. So, I stop here, any question or comment? Yes.
Those Brahmanas, there are many people who come to Vrindavan, stay in Vrindavan, and die in Vrindavan, so is it everyone that dies in Vrindavan goes back to Godhead?
Yes.
You know, for maintenance purposes and just maintaining their family and dying and dying. Mm-hmm. Why so much stress to follow someone who wasn't
Yeah. So, this is Brajavasi Prabhupada told that different types of Brajavasi. Someone born in Vrindavan also called himself thinking I'm Brajavasi. Maybe he's working in Kanpur in some gun factory. Maybe he'll die somewhere. Born here, but die somewhere is useless. Wherever he die, his consciousness is not pure, then time of death, then it's useless. Some people come here for business purpose. They open the shops and they do some business. This is a dhamma parad. One of the dhamma parad to do business in dhamma. So anyhow, they are also not Brajavasis. And these people, to remember Krishna is not possible. There are so many dogs and hogs, there are also monkeys here, roaming here. How they are coming? Because a person who dies here with that consciousness, then he has to accept, Jamaraj cannot enter the dham to arrest them. So they will, with Krishna's desire, they have to do some prashchita here. Prabhupada told all these monkeys roaming here, they are fall down sannyasis, babajis. Because in previous life they are great, but because of they could not control their senses, their particular, that's why they are monkeys and roaming here. Suffering like for one lifetime, but definitely they will return back to Godhead. But they are suffering doing the prashchit like Bharat Maharaj. One lifetime he just became a dear body and suffer sometimes. So these here, these monkeys, donkeys, all these things, they are also suffering because of their previous karma. There are so many people die here, but not, that does not mean everyone go to Golok Vrindavan. You cannot march to enter the building unless you finish your all these impure desires. As long as we have desires, we have to just wait. So But the pure devotees, those who dies in Vrindavan, this they are fortunate. Definitely they are fortunate. At least they will not go to where? Jamaraj has no right to arrest them. But if they are impious, some desire, at least one lifetime they have to suffer. They have to do prashchitta. And those who are pure devotees, they live their body like Srila Prabhupada, pure devotees, remembering Krishna. Their consciousness is completely purified. They return back to Godhead. So it doesn't mean that everyone, they are living in body here, they return back to Godhead. Everyone cannot go. Unless our consciousness is not purified. But we cannot be subject to Jamaraj's arrest. Anyone leave body here, Jamaraj cannot arrest. He cannot come. They are under the direct control of Krishna. For sometimes, one lifetime at least, has to suffer. Okay. Any other question? Yes.
Maharaj, in your lecture you mentioned that devotional service has to be spontaneous. My question as a sadhaka is that, practicing sadhana bhakti, we're getting up in the early in the morning, going to the malarji, chanting our rounds, hearing the lecture, and after a while, it almost feels like that it's life is on autopilot. And so my question is that okay? Or do we need to make some conscious effort to...
Yes, we are doing, but we should. That's why we are chanting every day. Bahu janma kari jadi savana kirtan tabuta napaye krishna pade prema dhan. Maybe chanting life after life, many lifetimes, but still you will not achieve krishna prema if you will not free from the offenses. There are 10 nama paraths, 10 offenses every day chanting. When the Guru gave Dikhya, before he gave this initiation lecture, is mainly on the 10 offenses of holy name. Ten offenses against holy name. There is also dham aparath, staying in dham also. There is dham aparath, there is nam aparath. And among all these offenses, the greatest offense is Vaishnava aparath. This nam aparath and among all the Vaishnava aparaths, the greatest offense is disobeying the orders of spiritual master. Because the dham aparadha tells, the first offense in dham aparadha is staying in dham, disobeying the orders of spiritual master. If it is, then he cannot be achieve perfection. They cannot get raga bhakti. So that's why we have to be free from the offenses. If you are offenselessly chanting, then you will definitely you get spontaneous attraction. Because we are committing so many offenses. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, made elephant offense. Matta hasti, pagala hati. Like a made elephant enter to a garden, maybe it took many years to just cultivate the garden, but you'll immediately, within a few minutes, you'll destroy everything. Similarly, this bhakti also, this guardian of bhakti will be very careful about offenses. Offenseless chanting. Kali kalera yuga dharma nama sankirtana niraparadhe nama laile paaye premadhana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. This Kali yuga, the yuga dharma is nama sankirtana. But if you chant name offenselessly, then you will achieve Krishna prema. Niraparadhe nama laile paaye premadhana. So that is the point. So we have to be careful about this. Okay. So any other question? Okay. Any Mataji? Yes. Mike.
So it feels like in Vrindavan we are actually working for ourselves, and in the West we work in projects because we need Krishna conscious to others and we have to work harder for that. And sometimes this choice to be in Vrindavan is just easier. So how do we stay from that mentality that we just want to look after ourselves, our own problems?
Okay. In Shastra is told that if you chant one Hare Krishna mantra in here in Vrindavan, it will take 1,000 times more benefit to you. But same time, if you commit an offense in Vrindavan, it is also multiplies to 1,000 times. So Vrindavan is a place for the Goswamis. Lord Sai Prabhupada told, because they are not offenders. If someone not offend, Tunadapi Sunichana Tororapi Saishna stage, then this place, this Vrindavan is for them. There are no questions. They will, like anything, they will enjoy the Krishna's pastimes. They see, Goswami, they saw all the Krishna's pastimes. Janma, karma, chame, all these pastimes. But a conditioned soul, like us, when we stay here and commit offense, then they will, Krishna tolerate everything. Offense against Krishna is not so important. Haristhane aparadhe tare harinam. If you're committing offense to the deities or to the, Krishna Malaram, you can neutralize this everything by simply chanting the holy name. Tomasthane aparadha nahi, nahi. If you committed offense to Vaishnava, there is no other way. Even Lord cannot excuse, like Durvasa. He returned back to Maharaja Ambarish. So this is made of, that's why unless one in elevated position, so it's very deep, one should be cautious to stay in dham. So we stay dham, but in a purified consciousness. That the real benefit we can achieve. Otherwise, you stay wherever you stay, grihe thako, bane thako, sada hari, boli daka. This is the advice of our acharyas. Anywhere you stay and chant Hare Krishna. Be happy. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for your class. Just one point which was coming to my mind is that you're saying that without offenses, if you don't commit offenses, then we can get Krishna praying. But is it not that we get bhakti from bhakti and not from committing or making a mechanical activity without offenses that we get bhakti? Is it that we get bhakti from the person who has bhakti by serving the Vaishnava who has pure love of bhakti?
You should think that for the mercy. Your effort is not everything. Rupa Goswami told about two things all the times. You do your sadhana, your effort, and same times you pray for the mercy of the Supreme Lord and your pure devotees. What you are cannot achieve in many lifetimes by serving a Vaishnava, if a pure devotee bless you, you may achieve pure devotional service. Krishna cannot reject the words of pure devotee. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told three things very important for devotional service. Bhakta pada dhuli ar, bhakta pada jal, bhakta bhunkta avases tin mahabal. Sarva Shastre Pukariya kahe, eitino haite Krishna prema bhakti hai. This is the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I try to serve Vaishnavas and take the dust from their lotus feet. Not like someone catch you and you forcefully take. This is not a work. Serve and please someone. And by eating the remnants of Vaishnavas, the disease will come to you. If you see someone, if you have faith that this person is pure devotee, serve him. And by very willingly you get his remnants, the disease that he has, he will transport to you. What is the disease there? To love Krishna. Pure devotees, in their heart they are loving Krishna. So this love of Krishna, Godhead, will transport to you. By the blessings of a pure devotee. Bhakta pada dhuli, bhakta pada jalan, by washing the feet, the Charanamrita. The three things recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why this incident of Kalidas is given in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Charitamrita is very nice example. Kalidas, Tate Sakhi Kalidas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling. This Kalidas, he was born in a Jamidar family, a Raghunath Das relative he was. So anyhow, but he was always hankering after these three things. From the dust of the devotees, from the Charanamrita and also their remnant. So one time that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to Jagannath temple for darshan, they steal one hole and in the second gate, first you cross, so then there is one hole still there. Mahaprabhu put his feet there, then his servant Govinda will put water from his kamandalu, then the Charanamrita. Generally, if no one is allowed to take this Charanamrita, if Mahaprabhu see that someone accepting this Charanamrita taking, then that day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will fast. He will not eat anything. So that's why it is very strictly prohibited. No one should drink this Charanamrita. But when this Kalidas came to Puri, he is habituated drinking Charanamrita. So immediately he saw that Govinda putting water on Mahaprabhu's feet, he put his hand just underneath Mahaprabhu's feet, put his hand like this. But Mahaprabhu was smiling. So no one received, because other time Mahaprabhu became grave. But now Mahaprabhu is smiling, seeing that he's putting. Took water and drink. 1, 2, 3. Mahaprabhu told, okay, your desire is fulfilled. So everyone astonishing how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showing so much mercy to this man. Then after taking darshan Jagannath, he come back. Then in his house, he is also coming, Kalidas. Then Mahaprabhu told Govinda, today after I took prasad, whatever my remnant in my plate, some to go to Haridas, then you gave to this my remnants to this man. Whom? Kalidas. So everyone think, what happened? He, Mahaprabhu, not never so mercy to anyone like this. Then Mahaprabhu do astagoti, all the devotees sitting, then he told whole stories of this Kalidas, what he did, whole life. He told, I am telling just one incident, that is Kalidas was thinking, there is one very low class family, Jhadu Thakur, just a sweeper in the sweeping in broom in the roads. But he was a devotee, pure devotee, and he was worshipping Gaurnita in his house. And whatever they eat, only Gaurnita Prasad, they always clap, whenever the time he'd clap hand and chant Hare Krishna. So Kalidas could understand this man, Jhadu Thakur, is a pure devotee. So he planned, how can I get his remnant? He will never give me his remnant. So finally he planned to buy some mangoes in market, mango season, very nice mangoes. Then one day simply go to his house, he told, oh, Jhadu Thakur, I heard you have a Gaurnita deity. I was just going this day, I come to see your deities. But they, Bancha Kalpatur, they again, both sides, they pay obeisances. He told, oh, I brought this very nice mangoes. You can offer to your deities. He gave him very nice. They're very poor there. They could not buy mangoes. So like this, some astagoti, then Kalidas left. Jhadu Thakur came for some distance with back, then he returned. But in the meantime, Kalidas remarked, where they are after eating everything, where they throw their remnants. They saw there in the back side of their house, their cottage, there is a bush. They throw all the remnants underneath the bush. So he come to the other way, hiding, and he just come and sitting underneath that bush. And when they after eating, all the family, they offer these mangoes to Gaurnita, then all the children, they become very happy. They're sucking mangoes, then finally they throw everything on there. Kalidas was just collecting everything and just sucking with great ecstasy. No one knows this incident. Kalidas never told to anyone, but no one knows. But now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disclosed to everyone. This is just one instance I told how he It's remnants of my pure devotees. Because of he was always habituated to eating remnants from the other devotees. That's why today I offer my remnant also to him. In this way he is qualified to drink my charanamrita and my remnant. So like this. This is also but you have to be very careful. Only pure devotees. Who is pure devotee, Uttama Vaishnava. Then it will work. Not from Madhyama, not from Kanishtha. You should know that if eating something, whatever you are eating, that also effect on you. Whatever the qualities with that person whom remnant you are eating, that effect also come to you. If he is a lusty man, then you become also, this also come to you. But a pure devotee, a Paramahansa, he is above this. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur always keep once Gaudiya Math men with Bansidas Babaji Maharaj. Because Babaji Maharaj not eat every day. Maybe once a week he just cook himself some khichdi, then offer to his Gopal, then he will take little whatever remnant left. Immediately that will send to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It may be come after 15 days. He may be in Puri and come to reach Maya for 15 days. It may be spoiled, but still, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur with very enthusiastically, they eat that remnant. So this is also one way how to achieve Krishna prem. But don't imitate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki.